Actor Danny Aiello has died at the age of 86. He started his on-screen career with Italian-American sagas like The Godfather Part II and Once Upon a Time in America. Aiello also got an Oscar nomination for his role in Spike Lee's 1989 film Do the Right Thing. NPR's Netta Ulubi has our remembrance.
Danny Aiello played a pizzeria owner in Do the Right Thing who helps inflame a racial conflict and murder that results in the burning of his business. He uses a profanity-laden tirade to express his displeasure.
You see this f***ing place? I built this f***ing place with my bare f***ing hands! Every light socket, every piece of tile, me!
On WHYY's Fresh Air in 1992, Aiello said he added heart and lines to show why his character made pizza in a black Brooklyn neighborhood.
He likes the people. He saw them get older. He enjoys the fact that they love his food.
Bringing pride to white working class characters was something Aiello did before acting. He was the New York-born son of a Teamster who grew up to be a union president himself. He got fired for organizing while working for the Greyhound Bus Company. To support his family, he said, he turned to petty crime.
And I'd break into cigarette machines, jukeboxes. I used to pay rent with quarters and nickels.
Working as a bouncer in a comedy club got Aiello interested in acting. He played lots of tough guys with names like Frank, Tony, and Harry.
Beat it!
And he played Mia Farrow's abusive husband in The Purple Rose of Cairo. But Danny Aiello brought a subversive tenderness to many of his characters, no more than in Moonstruck from 1987. He played Cher's nervous fiancé, who takes her to a fancy restaurant to propose.
Have some dessert.
No, I shouldn't.
Will you marry me?
It's one of the most awkward proposals in film history, as she makes him get down on his knees.
This is a good suit.
I know that. I helped you pick it out. It came with two pairs of pants.
And finally stumble through the words.
Loretta Castorini Clark, on my knees, in front of all of these people, will you marry me?
Who could resist his appeal? Not audiences or directors. Danny Aiello, who did not even start as an actor until he was 35, died a beloved one yesterday after a brief illness. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.